Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Don Finkel, the CEO and owner of American OEM Wood Floors. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. I've caught you out on the road. You were telling me this is your first flight since surfaces, so you're starting to venture out, huh?
Yeah. Went ahead and flew on Southwest and wore a mask, and Atlanta Airport was pretty empty.
Yeah.
Surprising to see it, but figured might as well give it a shot.
Yeah. And you say they're not letting people sit in the center seats. That's good to hear.
Right, yeah. Used to always feel like I was in a sardine can, flying. But so it was actually pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to check in with you and see how business was doing. So here we are, middle of June, and we've been through this big dip, virus shutdown. So tell us how sales are going.
Well, it's going better than I had expected for June. It's not as good as what we projected at the beginning of the year before the coronavirus, but certainly is a lot better than what I thought it was going to be back in March and April.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased with the level of business. It's better than I thought.
And when you look at your business, I guess much of it goes into the builder market. That's probably the sector that's doing the best, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that that's what we're seeing too. Builder business, and we're starting to see the retail business come back too, though.
Yeah.
You know, customers that deal primarily in that are starting to order stocking material again. One point, you know, nobody wanted inventory.
Yeah.
But that seems to be loosening up.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. So do you get a sense of any post-virus? I know the virus is still out there, but after the post-shutdown, you get a sense that people's tastes have changed, more preference for hardwood, more preference for American-made. You get a sense of any of that?
I do. It's hard for me to be objective on that because, you know, I want both of those things to be true.
Right.
But I do feel like there is certainly a little more appreciation for American-made, and I think there's more appreciation for just the authenticity of real wood.
You've done some marketing ideas that I want to talk about. Everybody, they've almost over-promoted this waterproof feature. I think you and I both know we're more conservative on all that if hardwood is installed right, unless you have some catastrophic event, your hardwood's going to do fine. But you've actually done some things to make your product perform better. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a year ago, we actually started working on this about 2 years ago, but took a while to perfect our WetWorks treatment. And then last May, we started putting it on everything we made. And it's a coating that, coats the back. Has a coating under the wear surface on the face and then the tongue and groove all the way around it. So it basically seals the wood, and it doesn't make it waterproof, but it retards the absorption of moisture. Uh-huh. And when we test it versus an untreated piece of flooring, it reduces the moisture absorption by 250%.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that we notice is that after it's been wet, if you let both pieces dry out, the untreated piece is permanently damaged, whereas the treated piece appears to go back with no trace of having been submerged. We submerged it for 3 days to do this test.
How about that?
So I do think it's fairly significant.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you can protect from an intellectual property standpoint?
I don't know. We're treating it as a trade secret.
Right, okay.
So we're trying to protect it that way. And then we also have done a co-marketing agreement with Procter & Gamble on their Swiffer WetJet Wood product. And we recommend the Swiffer WetJet Wood as a wet cleaning system. You know, we still don't recommend a bucket of water and a stream mop.
Uh-huh.
But consumers, especially women, they're aware of Swiffer. You know, it's in every grocery store in America. So it gives them a wet cleaning system that we warrant. And the most other wood manufacturers, about all of them, will void the warranty if they, you know, use a wet mop or a wet cleaning system.
All right, so this is separate from WetWorks. This is a different marketing thing you're doing. And tell us how this ties together with P&G.
Well, Procter & Gamble, they're promoting their Swiffer WetJet Wood as a recommended cleaning system.
Okay.
For all wood floors, not just ours, but we've adopted it, I guess, first, and we recommend it and warrant it as well. So at some point, their desire is to, you know, have everybody use it.
Uh-huh.
We just were impressed by it. And it's got a couple of things. One, the cleaning pad is a pad that doesn't grab splinters, right, you know, in the floor, where a string mop, you know, it's going to grab splinters. Uh-huh. And then the solution that they use to clean the floor has a little bit of alcohol in it, so it evaporates quickly.
I
so
see.
It sanitizes the floor, and then it evaporates.
So they're going to try to give Bona a run for their money, because Bona's kind of the wood cleaner right now, aren't they?
Right, that's right.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bona's got a great product as well.
Yeah.
But I think both products are readily available.
And this Swiffer product doesn't leave a film or residue on the product?
No, it's nice that way in that you don't get streaks and all of that sort of thing.
Right, interesting. Okay. Well, I've got to commend you on this Wetworks. Go back to that for a minute, because I don't know if people remember the history of Don Finkel in the wood business, but you were the guy who tested aluminum oxide and brought that to the wood business. You might be on something here again.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. We did the aluminum oxide finish back in 1996, dating myself. Took a while for the market to accept it, but once it did, you know, it's hard to find a floor, you know, that doesn't have it now, a wood floor.
Yeah. One last question is, what trends are we seeing now? Still longer, wider?
Yeah, I think that's kind of hit the market.
Yeah.
I don't see it getting longer or wider than it is now, but certainly, you know, we make almost no narrow floors.
Yeah.
And when I say narrow, I'm talking about 5 inches. I mean, just about everything we make is 7 inches and wider.
How about that? And from a shading perspective, I'm looking at your website right now. You got a lot of light-colored products out there.
Yeah, I mean, we see it going more lighter colors, more near-natural, even some bleached looks, fairly subtle. Still some grays, but not as gray
as
what it was.
And white oak is the species to have now?
Yeah, we do mostly white oak, and then we also do a lot of hickory.
Hickory, yeah, okay. All right, Don, well, it's good to talk to you. I know I've caught you out there with a customer, so thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Don Finkel, the CEO with American OEM, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaAlley.net.